The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas is Parashas Behar. In Behar, Perachof Hei, Pasuk Yud Dalet. States, "B'chisim krumim kol amisecho." If you sell something to your to a member of your nation, "O kanay miyad amisecho," or you buy something from a member of your nation, "Al teinu ish es ochiv." The word "ona" means that you should not harm one his brother. There, Rashi brings from the Chazal, "Beinoz Momon Akos Bedaber," which means that you should not harm him in any way financially. When you sell, you must sell for a fair price. When you buy, you must buy for a fair price. One should not cheat the other. Then, a few psukim later, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, "Veleisenu Ishes Amisoi." Again, it uses the word "eino," which means that you should not harm one another. And you shall fear your God, because I am the Lord your God. So why does it say it a second time? So there Rashi brings from the sages, from Teres Kahanim and from the Gemara Bo Metzia, "Kan hizir aleinos dvorim." Here it refers to "einos dvorim," where you should not harm, one should not harm another with words. And Rashi gives a number of examples. Now, what does it mean that one should not harm one another with words? This means that you should not cause another person with your words tsar. It's not referring to Loshon Hara. It will be it could be related, but it's not referring to Loshon Hara. Loshon Hara or Achilles is where you say something about one person to another which is degrading him. Here it's referring to where you speak to the person himself and your words hurt him. You cause him pain. You cause him hurt. You cause him anger. You cause him aggravation. And here the Torah tells us, "Leisainu ish es amisai v'yareisa me'ashem ki ani Hashem alakecho." That one should not cause pain or hurt or aggravation to his fellow man with his words. And this is even if there's no one else around. And you should fear Hashem because I am the Lord your God. Why does it say that? Because many times a person will say, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to hurt him. Well, if he really didn't, then he's a shaking. He's by error. Perhaps he should have been more careful. But many times he'll say something and will hurt the other people. But he'll try to say that I didn't mean to hurt him, and really he did. So in that it states, "V'yareisa me'Hashem alakecho," you should fear the Lord your God, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu you cannot deceive. He knows exactly what your intentions were. Now the Mishnah, incidentally, this is a negative commandment. In the Mishnah in Perek Hazov B'Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, goes into this in detail. Let's give a number of examples and let us see what those examples are. Same Shayna Bamakahu Mamkar, just like there is a law that we are not allowed to harm someone in our monetary dealings with them, financially, so are we commanded not to harm someone with our words. Do not go into a shop and ask them, how much is this item? As if you're interested in it, but really you have no interest whatsoever. You're not going to buy it. Now, why is this harming him with words? Because you get his hopes up. You lift him up. He thinks that he has a customer, at least a candidate, and you're not even a candidate. So he's going to have, now he's going to have a letdown. Or, im hoya bal tshuva leyem alei zechor ma'asecha rishenim. If he's a bal tshuva, you're not allowed to tell him, remember what you were before. Im hu ben gerim, if he's the son of a convert, leyem alei zechor ma'asecha rishenim. You're not allowed to say, just remember where you came from, what your father was, what your mother was. Shenemar, and then the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, "Begir leisena veleisicholzenu." Doesn't quote our pasuk; it quotes another pasuk that you shall not harm in any way, be it with financially or with your words, a ger. Then the Gemara says, "Tana rabbanan leisenu is esamisai." Now the Gemara, or this Baraisa, quotes our pasuk that you shall not harm one man, his fellow man, with words. This is referring to harming one with words, and the Gemara elaborates on that. Then the Gemara brings Ketzat. So the Gemara now repeats some of the cases of the Mishnah, but it elaborates a little more. It says Ketzad ima about tshuva, if he was about tshuva, don't, not allowed to tell him, remember what you were before you became about tshuva. Ima ya ben gerim, if he's the son of a ger, not allowed to tell him in a way in which it hurts him, that just remember, if you're saying it as a praise, that's a different thing, but in a way that it will hurt him, that remember what your fathers were. Ima yogir, if he himself is a convert, he's not a son of a convert, ubalil meitera, and now he comes and he wants to learn Torah. Al yemalei peshach nevelis utreifis kotzim armoshim balil meitera shenem rabbi biyakvura. Not allowed to tell him, how can you learn Torah? Yesterday you were eating all kinds of things which one is forbidden to eat, and now you want to come and learn Torah from Hashem, or anything similar to this. If he's a person who, heaven forbid, he's going through rough times, he's having difficult times, for example, he lost money, his business went down, whatever it might be, or heaven forbid, he's going through difficult times because of sickness by he or the family. Or heaven forbid, he lost a child. Now the tendency, and this is unfortunately, this sometimes is common, or let's put it this way, it's not necessarily uncommon. People might tell him, and this is what the friends of Eov told him, that you must fix your ways. It's because you're not doing what you should be doing, all of these things are coming upon you. If you were really righteous, then you wouldn't be going through such sufferings. Not allowed to. Now this is not only a case where you're not allowed to, but this is where you transgress a negative commandment, Alesase. And I want to tell you something, when we speak to Velosase here, this is equal to any other type of Alesase. This would be the same thing as eating treifas, or eating a velus, or eating shkotzim, or amoshim. There's no difference. The fact is, many of these are far more chomram, are far more serious. If a person had his choice, he would be better off eating in a treifa restaurant. Now, and then If someone comes to you and he says, why am I going through, why am I having such difficult times? And if you're in a position to guide him and tell him, look, I don't know, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't know why you're having difficult times, but there are certain mitzvahs that are always good to do, there are certain things always to be careful in. Try being careful in Lashon Hara. Try being careful in the way you speak to other people. See? Try to learn more. Hey, that's a different story. We're talking where a person comes and has made himself a prophet. And he says, this is why it's happening to you. Firstly, a person has no business to begin with to make himself into a prophet. How does he know? We see by the greatest tzaddikim, the greatest righteous people, and the greatest gedalim, their lives were full of yesurim, full of affliction, full of hardships. Was that because they weren't doing right things? The fact is, the one whose life was the most difficult of all, these were the Avos HaKadoshim. Basora Nishenis, Niso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to Avraham and gave him a life of 10 enormous hardships. And then the Gemara tells us, by Yaakov, the Torah tells us, Yaakov's Bikesh Leishe B'Shalva, Yaakov wanted a little peace. He says, Min Urai, from my youth, I never had any peace. I had one tzora after another tzora. So are we going to come over and say, well, that's because you weren't righteous? Or Yosef? Yosef, for decades, for years and years, was lost to the world and spent 12 years in the dungeon. And yet he was known as Yosef HaTzadik. And the Chazal tell us that David HaMelech's life was full of tzoras like no man's. He says, where do we find that a son wanted to kill a father? And it states that measures of affliction that came down to the world, one third was given to David. So who's someone with the azus, the chutzpah, to come to a person and say, you're having these difficulties because you didn't do this, you didn't do that? He was a Navi, a prophet, that's a different story. He had such a prophecy, that's a different story. But so, at any rate, then you hurt someone. Then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara brings the Braisa. Im hoyu chamarim mevakshin tfuah mimenu. The yem alehem lechuetz apleini shumeicha tfuah v'yadeh b'yishleimocha me'elam. If there were donkey drivers that came into the city and they're looking for grain to buy, so you tell them, go to that place and there you'll find grain to buy. And really you're just doing it as a joke. They don't sell grain there. But you just want to play a practical joke on them. That's a nos dvorim, because you caused them aggravation. And if Yuda says, you should not even go into a place and you come into a car dealer. And you start to look at expensive cars, and you give the appearance that you're a customer, and really the price of those cars are way beyond you. You're not even allowed to do that. And this is Adover Moser Lev. V'choldover Moser Lev Nema Bavi Yoreis Malakecho. And on this it states you shall fear Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on. Now, if we examine this for a minute, we'll see that there are five different levels here, five different types of Einoz Devarim. And one, not only this level, but even this more subtle level. First it talks about the Baal Tshuva. That's the first level. Now there, that's a worst case, because there you're saying something which is derogatory about he himself. You're saying that I remember you when you were an Avaryan. See, I remember you when you were a person that didn't keep mitzvahs. So now you're saying something derogatory about the person himself, and that goes the deepest. So that you can't do. Then it goes to another level, which is not so bad. You tell a person who is a convert, you tell him, I remember you, or you at one time was not even Jewish. Now that's not such an insult, because you're not saying that he didn't keep mitzvahs, wasn't commanded on the mitzvahs. Nevertheless, that's still something that hurts, and therefore this is a no. Then there's a more subtle level, Ben Ger, that here you're speaking to a person who was born a Jew, but his parents or ancestors were Gering. And you're saying, look, I know who your ancestors were, or remember who your ancestors were. So this is even a more delicate level, because it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with his ancestors. But even then, that's Bechlal, that's inclusive in this Lesas, in this negative commandment. Then it goes to the next level. Someone comes in and they want to buy something, and you want to play a joke on them, you and your friends. So you tell them to go to a certain place that will never sell this. Now this is not really an insult to them, but nevertheless we would be included in the Leisaseh, because with our dibur, with our speech, we are causing them aggravation. Then it goes even to a more delicate level. And that's what the Rabbi Yehuda said. And that could be Rabbi Yehuda's chidush. He says you shouldn't even come into a shop and look at something as if you're interested in it. And really you're not, or really you can't buy it. There it's speaking, it's not even a Dibur Gomer. You didn't say explicitly. Come in and you look at a car, nice car. It's a Jaguar. See, beautiful car. And you come in and you ask him, how much is it? And this and that, and what about this? And you never told them you're interested in it explicitly. But since everything that you say lends itself for him to believe that you're interested, and then all of a sudden you really are not even interested in it, that also is inclusive in this Din of Einoz Devarim. Now, we said that this is a negative commandment, a leisase in the Torah. We'll see that actually it's relevant to a number of leisases. We'll see this in a minute. But what we have to understand here is that the nature of this lav is different than other lavim. When it comes to taking money from someone or cheating someone, we're dealing there with something with a standardization. If it's 100 rand, it's 100 rand. If it's 200 rand, it's 200 rand. All right, naturally, it'll affect the poor man more than the wealthy. But we're dealing with something which is standard. If we're speaking about tsar de gufay, where you inflict physical harm to someone, that also, this is all something which more or less is equal between people. What you do to one, if you do the same thing to another person, it's more or less equal. But here by Einoz Devarim it's not. It totally changes between person and person, between situation and situation, between time and between place. Because the prohibition, the Isser here, is not what I said. Because you could say exactly the same thing to 100 people and in 100 different situations, and many times it will not be Einos Dvorim. Sometimes it will be Einos Dvorim. Sometimes it will be a little. Sometimes it will be a great degree. The prohibition here is you don't steal 100 rand from the person, but you inflicted on him an emotional hurt. Now, so this all depends on how the individual at the particular time and place and situation reacts to it. You can say something at one time and there'll be a very small reaction. You can say the same thing at a different time and there'll be a great reaction. You can make a statement to one person and there'll be a very small reaction or no reaction. You'll make the same statement to another person and that can almost destroy the person. See, here the prohibition is the pain which you cause the person. And the pain changes between person and person, between situation and situation, between time and place. And that's what the Gemara tells us in the Zikin. It states that if you physically harm someone, so there's a way how to assess it. You assess it, we can assess what the physical harm is. Or if you damage someone's car, there's a way how to assess it. There's a standard way of what the damage is. But if you hurt someone by embarrassing him or by shaming him, then the Gemara says it's not so easy to assess. I call the fi hamavayish v'hamis bayish. Depends who is the one who shamed the other one and who is the one who became shamed. See? And it's nishtana, it changes from person to person and from situation to situation. Therefore, to give you some examples, therefore, the Torah also changed its prohibition. How do we see this? For example, the Rambam, firstly, in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Leisaseh, Mitzvah Leisaseh Reish Nun Aleph. The Rambam brings, he's a Arnu. We are commanded that we shall not harm our fellow man with words. We should not cause him anger. We should not cause him hurt. We should not shame him, and so forth. And he mentions a few of the cases of the Gemara, and that's Einos Dvorim. All right. Then, this is in Reish Nun Aleph. In Reish Nun Beis, he brings the next mitzvah. Has Yaranu Mehaynes Ager Bedvorim. We are commanded not to harm the ger, the convert, with words. And this is an explicit posuk, Ger Leiseina, Veleisechotzenu. That you are not, the Torah explicitly said, you should not harm a ger with words. Now, then the Torah said a second time, you shall not harm a ger with words. Now, if someone harms a ger with words, sees Aver, he transgresses two commandments, because the Torah said it twice, plus the commandment of Einos Dvorim, of harming any Jew with words. So here, if somebody hurts a ger, he transgresses three negative commandments. The Gemara brings, where do we know this from? It's actually brought in the Sugya. The Gemara brings at the end of the Sugya here in Perek Hazov in Nun Tes Amud Beis, Tone Rabbonon, Ama'anes Ager, someone who hurts a ger with words is Eva B'Shleishalavi. Transgresses three negative commandments. So it brings, because it says, V'ger leseine, And then it says Leisena Isai. And then it says Leisena Isha Samisai Begir Bechlal Amisai. The two negative commandments which are exclusive for the Ger. And then the negative commandment which every Jew is Bechlal, is inclusive in, one in his fellow man. Then the Gemara brings even further. Tanya Reb Leza Agod Laimer Bibnei Mai Ziru Torah Belamed Vav Mekemes V'Amri Lo Bemem Vav Mekemes Begir. Now, even though there are only three negative commandments, but the Torah repeated this, Reb Leza Agod says 36 times in the Torah, and some say he said 46 times in the Torah, in regards to how one should speak to a ger. Now, what are we saying? Because again, the prohibition is the causing of the pain. The pain changes in accordance to who you're speaking to. So therefore, if you're speaking to someone who is more prone to that pain, the Torah added additional prohibitions. Now we go further. In Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalet, the Rambam brings, this is a mitzvah, this is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. He says, Anu melohoshiv eved sheborach mechutz lorez le'etz Yisrael la'adenog. No, excuse me, Reish Nun Hei. He says, Anu gam ken me'einos eved abei reich elov. The Torah says that if a eved kenani, so this is an eved, a slave which you own, which is not a Jewish slave, but he is obligated in many mitzvahs because you own him, but he's not a Jewish slave, he's an eved kenani. If he runs away from his master, from in his borach, from he lived outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah said that he can stay with you. You do not have to return him to his master. You shouldn't return him to his master. Okay. And the Gemara goes into why. And then the Torah said, Yeshi b'kecho b'kebecho b'tev lay lay senenu. You should allow him to live amongst you and do not hurt him. Now, the Sifri says on that, Zuhay knows the volume. You have to be careful the way you talk to him. Ki kemesh isi yisal lav leinos ager ulechulo shosoi beganusoi heisiv gam kein lav shlishi beinos eved shu yesei cholosh hanefesh b'shofel yesei min ager shleitem eze eved leizbaish beinos vore. That just like the Torah made an exclusive commandment besides for all Israel, but when you're speaking to the ger, it made a further exclusive commandment on how you should speak to the eved, to the slave. Because of his lowly stature, one must be careful. Then the Rambam goes further. Mitzvah Reish Nun Vav. Hiziranu me'anais hayosem be'almono. Shinema kol amono v'yosem le'sanun. Bahazor azeis kelelesh le'yana isom le'bemayim v'le'bemayisu. The Torah now made an exclusive prohibition, exclusive in the commandment, on how one should deal with the orphan and the widow. States exclusively in the Torah. Almona, kol amona v'yosom leisa anun, that you shall not cause hurt to the widow or the orphan. And this refers to whether to hurt them with an act or to hurt them with your words. You must speak to them kindly and softly. And you should help them out financially. And you should help them with their businesses so they can live a life of happiness. And here the Torah was very, very machmir, very stringent. Barakti eskem, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, he who persecutes the widow or the orphan, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will kill. So here again now, the Torah, if you deal with them harshly, so you'll transgress the negative commandment of speaking badly to any Jew, but in addition to the special love when it came to the Almon and the Yosem. Then another case the Rambam brings, there's an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is a Jewish slave. So here, and this is in this week's Parsha, it states that even though we're allowed to work with our Jewish slave, but we're not allowed to give him work which is shameful for him. This also is because we have to be careful. He says he's at a very lowly stature. He's downtrodden. We must be very careful with him, how we deal with him. And then in the next mitzvah, the Rambam brings another mitzvah, which is in this parsha. That when we sell, we're not allowed to sell an Eved Ivri the way you would sell an Eved Kanani, in other words, auction him off in the marketplace. Then another one, mitzvah reish nun tes. We're not allowed to give a Jewish slave work which really we do not need for ourselves, but just to make him work. Because all of this further drives him down. And this also has to do with this parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that when we deal with other people, we have to deal with them with the utmost of kovod, the utmost of honor, and not in any way push them down. And therefore, someone who's downtrodden to begin with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made exclusive commandments for him. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vov Halacha Yud. There he elaborates on the one's dealings with an orphan or a widow. He says as follows: Chayv Odom Lizoyer Biyisomim Ve'Almonais Mibneishon Nafshon Shfeilo Mi'od. A person has to be very, very careful in his dealings with an orphan or widows because they are very downtrodden. Ve'Rucham Nemucha. Their spirits are very low. What about someone who's wealthy? No, afapishin bale momen. Even if it's a wealthy widow, also, her spirits are very low. Afilo amanose shel melech. Even the widow of a king. V'yiseimem mezorim. V'yiseimov. Even a widow of a king, or the orphan of a king. Now we would say, what do we have to worry about them? They're on top of the world. No. Muzorim onu alehen. We are commanded with them in regards to them. Shenema kol almona v'yosom v'yosom leisa anun. That you must be very, very careful not to afflict the widow or the orphan in any way, be it through an act or through your speech. V'hayich na'egini mohen. So how should we deal with them? Lo yedaber alehem el arachis. You should speak to them only softly and kindly. You should deal with them only with the utmost honor. You should not pain their bodies or speak harsh words which pain their hearts. And you should take care of their money more than you take care of your own money. Kolam makniton o machison o hichiv lahen o roda behen o ibid memainan areis eiva beleisase. Whoever angers them or whoever causes them harm, causes them pain, or whoever causes them a loss of money transgresses a negative commandment. And certainly someone that afflicts them physically or curses them. And even though on this leisase, this negative commandment, there wouldn't be any corporal punishment from the Bezdin, from the courts. But the punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes explicitly in the Torah, Bechora api v'harachti eschem bechorev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will kill them with a sword. I will become angry and kill them with a sword, those who afflict a widow or the orphans. Bris koras lehen mishom avaya olam. We have a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She calls man shem tzeakim machmas heim neonim she neamar kim tzo yitzak alai shomai esh matzah kosoi. We have a covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when they cry to me, then I will hear their cries. And then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will, those who afflict them, I will kill them. And their wives will become widows and their children will become orphans. And the Gemara says on that even further. The wives will become widows that will have to remain widows, heaven forbid, and the children will remain orphans. And the Gemara goes into that. Then he says, Bamed vorim amurim bizman shina yisun tzorach atzmai. That's where, when we say this, this is when you afflict them, when it's not necessary to afflict them. But what happens if the Rav is teaching an orphan and he has to, a teacher or a Rebbe has a right to scold the child? Because many times it's the only way he can get the child to learn. The same thing, just like a parent. Many times the only way a child will pay attention, many times the only child will do his homework, right? Many times the only way he'll behave. So the Rambam says that if Bamedvorim Amurim, if the Rav is Inaisom, he scolds them and speaks harshly to them in order that they should learn Torah or Umnes. See, or the child is in a professional school and he's learning a trade, or he's in school, or he's learning subjects. Or you scold him in order that he should walk in the right way. This is permissible. This is not only permissible, this is one is obligated to do. But after, because if a Rebbe or a teacher would close his eyes to such acts, he would be irresponsible. But still, when he does it, he has to do it for them in a different way. It should be evident that he's speaking to them differently than to the other children, to the other people. And he should still be as kind as he can with, and he should be compassionate to them, and he should treat them with honor. Because it states, Ki Hashem Yoriv Rivom. Because you don't want to get into any battles with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes up their battle. Echod Yosom Me'av, Echod Yosom Me'im. There's no difference. He doesn't have to be an orphan from both parents. If he's an orphan from his mother, or if he's an orphan from his father. Ba'ad Ema Sa'i Nikroi Misoim Linzeat, Shiri Yatzrich En Lorm Godli Somech Aleihen, Rol Amnon Tavol Be'en Eliyeh, So Kol Tzorchi Atzmer Lasper Kishar Kol Tvilelim. For how long are they considered orphans? They're considered orphans until they are capable of taking care of all of their needs themselves. Like a daylim, like full-grown people that do not rely on their parents anymore for all of their needs. Now, so this is a very serious issue. I've said over a number of times that I remember in Tel Yeshiva, there was one time that the yeshiva had to hire. The yeshiva was moving, so half the yeshiva moved over, but another half didn't, because they couldn't move all at one time. So the regular cook of the yeshiva went over with the haft and moved, and the haft that remained, they brought in a new cook for it. And after a while, there were a few in the yeshiva that weren't too happy with what they thought was her lack of standard of kashrus. At first they found the pot, a fleishdika pot, in the milchadika kitchen, and a milchadika pot, in the fleishdika side, and things like that. They weren't too happy. They weren't too happy with a few things they saw. So they started to rumble a bit, and they wanted, he said, we should change cooks. And she was a widow. And they got a few other people to side with them, and they made certain representations to various Rosh Hashivas. And they were gathering more and more. So first the Rosh Hashiva said, look, be patient, let's see. But no, they gathered momentum. And they came to the gifter, and he threw them out. And he said, are you asking me to give up my chelek in Eilam Habo because of your considerations over a pot in the wrong place? To be Redev Zayin and Almona from Parnosa, he said, to drive a widow out from her livelihood. And he shouted at them. He says, "Arayis from Danet." He says, go out from here." He threw them out of their office. See? He became so angry he didn't want anything to do with it. Now he knew this. This was the Nafkamina. They didn't know that. They were Amaratzim. Like, unfortunately, we have many such situations today. They were Amaratzim. They never learned Yaradeya. They never learned Cheshen Mishpat. Rav Gifter had. The degree that you're talking about with the wrong part and the wrong side is like an anthill compared to Mount Everest, to the Averas that they were stepping on. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'arakti eschem, and their children will be orphans, and their wives widows. So, that's in regards to this. Incidentally, in regards to the children, the Minchas Chinuch brings, and this mitzvah that's in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, and this parsha, that he says his opinion is that there's no difference between a godel and a kotten if you hurt him. Some people say, well, he's only a child. He says there would be no difference. That if you hurt a kotten, even a minor, a child, with your words, and it's not for the purpose where we are, where we're obligated or it's a mitzvah to do so, he says you'd also be, his opinion is, you would transgress the same law of leisene isha samise, of hurting a fellow man with words. Now, incidentally, this is why the Gemara brings a case where a person im hayu yisurim bayin alav or chaloim bayin alav, where a person is going through hard times, he's having difficulties, or he's sick. You should not come and say harsh words to him. It's because you did this and this. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing you, like the colleagues of Iyov did to Iyov. Because there it's even more. You see, he at that time a person is a downtrodden. He's what is known as the umlolim. Incidentally, Rashi holds that where the Torah said that you should not afflict a widow or an orphan, this is not only a widow or an orphan. This means ukedema and other such people. So it includes the what is known as umlolim, those people who are downtrodden, who are of low spirit. So this is a case where a person is going through sufferings. To the contrary, you have to talk to him the same way you would talk to a widow or an orphan, just the opposite. This is besides the fact that in Hilchos Bikur Chaylim, The Peskim bring, this is also something which unfortunately is not uncommon, that the Peskim bring that when someone is sick, you have to go to all extremes to be mesameach him, aside from the fact that aveinos dvorim, that we're not allowed to hurt anyone with words, aside from that fact, because it's sakonas nefoshis, the place can bring. It's a danger to his life. Because if a person is sick, so his spirits are low to begin with. And nofal liba, if his spirits become even lower, they can be seriously detrimental to his health, to the point of sakonas nefoshis. And that's why it's brought that you're not allowed to discuss anything with a sick person, someone who's seriously sick, that is of a difficult, serious nature that will sadden him. You're not even allowed to tell him any bad news. But you're supposed to be full of simcha to and happiness with him, make him happy, to raise his spirits, because that is from the best things for curing a person. Because of that also, of what we're saying, the Gemara brings on the Daf Nun Tes Omer Aleph, Omer Av, Le'elem Yehodem Zaya Be'einos Ishtoi, Shemitek Dimase Metsuya Einose Kreva. Rav said that a person should always be very, very careful the way he speaks to his wife, because Dimasai Metsuya, because her tears are close. And this is a sign that the Einor is close. What this means is, again, it's like we said, it's this halacha changes from person to person and from place to place. If somebody makes a statement to a woman and he's a stranger, that's not going to affect her the same way as if that statement was made by her husband, because of their closeness and because of the particular relationship. So what a husband says to a wife is far more penetrating than what a stranger would say. So therefore, again, a person has to be doubly careful. And from all of this we see that a person has to judge each situation very carefully, and especially when he's dealing with someone, like we said, who can have a greater reaction from his remarks than from a stranger, and especially of someone who is of a lower stature than him. For example, you take an employer and an employee. An employer has to speak to his employee with greater care than a stranger would have to, because what a stranger might say to you, it's not going to penetrate so much. But an employer, the boss, you are subjected to, and he towers over you. What he says will penetrate far more. And therefore you have to be ever more careful. And so do we find also that just like it changes from person to person, it changes from situation to situation. If you're speaking to someone privately is one thing, but if you're speaking to someone publicly, in public, where there are other people around, so there also your remarks will be more biting, your remarks will be more penetrating. And that's what the Gemara brings in Daf Nun Ches, here in the Sugya, Seif Amud Beis. It says, all of this we're speaking about, where it's Beinai Levein Atzmai. You're speaking to someone privately. But what happens if you're talking to someone publicly? So it states, Toni Tano Kamei De Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchok Kol Amalbim Panei Chaver Berabim, that if you say something to a person, the rabbi, in public, And this causes him great hurt and shame to the point where Nishtana Ponav, the Pesukim say, the color of his face changes. It gets pale. Actually, the Rishonim and Mefarshim explain that first it gets red and then it gets pale. In other words, you embarrass someone publicly with your remarks, ki ilu shefek domin. So this is a person who is equal to someone who is a shefek dam, bloodshed, a murderer. This is what they said before the Menachem Bar Yitzchok. So he said, Shape Kamrit, the Hazinim laid also sunke bose chavora. He says, we see that because we see the blood leaving his face. Because the reason why he gets, the taste was explained, first he gets red because the blood starts to gush. And then we see it drains from him, and that's why he gets pale. So it's bloodshed. The Amalei Abaye l'rabdimi b'marov b'may zihiri Amalei ba'achvi l'apei. Then Gemara brings Abaye said to Rabdimi, who was from Eretz Yisrael, he says, there in Eretz Yisrael, what are you people cautious with? What are you especially careful with? He says, we're especially careful to not to embarrass anyone in public. Domrav Kanina hakol yodin l'gehenim chutz mishleisha. So the Gemara brings the Gemara and says, because it says, kol hayodin l'gehenim, those people that do serious averus, and they have to, heaven forbid, go down to Gehenim. It says they come up, but amalbim panei chaveri berabim. But someone who embarrasses someone else publicly, he will not come up. And that's where the Gemara brings ein lechelik leilam aboa, that he, heaven forbid, a person can lose his portion in the world to come in this manner. Then the Gemara brings. Omar Rabba Baba Chana Omar B'yechanan Neyech Lei Lorem Shove Al Sofik Eishas Ish. It's better that a person should have an illicit relationship with a woman who might be married and might be not, Val Yabim Pnei Chaveira Barabim, and do not embarrass someone publicly. How do we know that? Because David HaMelech, this was the case of David and Bathsheba. There was a doubt she might have been a married woman. See, there was a doubt she might have been a married woman. And David said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that he had a lot of political enemies. And these enemies used to say on him, that when they would love him, they would come over to him and ask him, they say, we have a question to ask you. If someone has relationships with another man's wife, what kind of death penalty does he get? So they used to do this to taunt him. So he says, I used to say to them, he has such and such a death penalty, but he'll have a portion in the world to come. But someone who publicly embarrasses someone else, he says, does not have a portion in the world to come. That's how David would answer them. Then they said over in the name of Reb Shimon Yochai, the great Reb Shimon Yochai, Neich Lel Odom Shapalatz Me Lekiv Shana Eish Velal Yabim Pnei Chaveira Barabim. It's better that a person should throw himself into a fiery furnace rather than publicly embarrass someone. Why? How do we know from Tomar? Because Tomar, she was carrying the two children from Yehuda. And meanwhile, they didn't know that, and Yehuda didn't know that. And they were going to put her to death. And they were going to put her to death by fire. Now, she could have easily admitted, and then she would have saved herself. And she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. She said, better I should be thrown into the fire than publicly humiliate someone. In the end, before she was thrown into the fire, she was Yehuda found out and he admitted to it. But Tomer wouldn't do it. So here we see, this is what the Gemara says, I call the fiyam avayish v'amizbayish. The chema, the severity of the avera, depends on the particular, on the reaction of the person that's being hurt, or being shamed, or being humiliated. And that changes in degrees between person and person, situation and situation. The Chofetz Chaim brings a few interesting notes on this. In the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he says, when he counts the negative commandments, that when one speaks Loshon Hara, in other words, if Reuven says something about Shimon, if Reuven says something to Levi about Shimon, so now that's not enos dvorim, because he's not insulting him, he's not hurting him, he's just saying bad things about him to another person. But he says that when you say Loshon Hara, there's the possibility, he comes to say there's the possibility you can transgress many, many leisases, negative commands, many, many mitzvahs, many positive commandments. So he reckons three that we're speaking about. He reckons, first of all, he says, in mitzvahs leisas yud gimel. He says many times people will say Loshon Hara on a certain person, and that person will be there. In other words, I go to my friend and I say, do you know about Shimon? See? But sometimes I'll say about Shimon even though Shimon's there. So if you're saying Loshon Hara on Shimon, and Shimon is there, and this embarrasses Shimon, well, firstly he says if this angers Shimon, so he makes him angry, and makes him aggravated, and hurts him, then besides all of the loving that have to do with Loshon Hara, you'll be over the love of Einos Dvorim. I know it's Dvorim also. And he says, I know it's Dvorim many times is also when you insult someone in regards to his chokhmah. You have to be careful. For example, if someone wants to ask a shaila, and you want to tell him, look, this has, you're not clever enough to deal with these topics, say. Or someone interjects something in the discussion of learning and you tell him, well, what are you mixing in for? What do you know about it? And he becomes hurt from it. He says, that's a nos dvorim. And the same thing, he says, that's in learning, the same thing in business. If you'll tell someone, what do you know about this business or about his profession, say, this is a nos dvorim. So one must be very, very careful with all of this. And then he says, the Chofetz Chaim, that if you say bad things about a person and he's present, and it's not only that he gets angry from it, but he becomes humiliated from it. He becomes shamed from it. He says to the point where it's nishtane ponov, to the point where you could see it in his face. His face becomes red or his face becomes white. So this is what the Gemara says, amalbim. So now he says achidush, he brings proof that the Gemara says amalbim panei chaveire berabim, that even if you embarrass someone, you cause someone shame, even privately, you are also transgress a negative commandment. And he brings it from another source. And this he brings proof from Rabbeinu Yonah and from other Rishonim. He brings it from the source of lesisol of chet. It states, Hecheach tochiach es amisecho, v'leisis olav chet. that you shall rebuke your fellow man. When you see that your fellow man is not doing right, you must rebuke him. But you have to do it in a way in which he doesn't become hurt from it, or he doesn't become embarrassed from it. So, now this, and he brings sources for all of this. He brings for the Gemara and the Erechin. This is referring now that if you shame him, then you transgress that love of lesisol of chet. This is even in a place where it's a mitzvah to rebuke him. So certainly in a place where there is no, where you're not rebuking him, but you just cause him, you cause him to be embarrassed. Now, if it's berabim, if it's publicly, he says that's what the Gemara says, Ein lechelek l'amabo, heaven forbid the person can lose his portion in the world to come. But benkach u benkach, whether it's privately or publicly, if you, by speaking to him, you humiliate him and you cause him embarrassment, so besides Einos Dvorim, the love of Leisenu, you'll also be Eiver Leisisol of Chet. So that's another love. Then he brings, and if it's an Almona or Yosom, if it's a widow or an orphan, then on top of that you'll be Eiver, you'll transgress the other love that we mentioned. So he brings here, yeah, and he says, and according to Rashi, it's not only a widow or an orphan, but anyone who's downtrodden. So therefore, he says that if you speak Lashon Hara about someone, he's not there, okay, then it's not relevant to these loving, negative commandments. But if he's present, if he gets hurt by it, he'll transgress Leisenu, Isha Samisecha, hurting someone with your words. If he's shamed by it, he'll transgress another negative commandment of Leisisol of Chet. If it's in public, then the person can lose his chelik and Leila Mabo, he can lose his portion in the world to come. If it's a widow or an orphan, then there'll be an additional negative commandment of Kol Amon of Yosem Leisanum, Kol Yosem V'Amon Leisanum. And according to Rashi, if it's anyone who's downtrodden, is inclusive in that. So, actually, there should be another one. I don't know, I couldn't find if he brings it or not, but that's it. If it's to a ger, then there'll be another one. So it's, therefore, it does have this relevance to Lashon Hara, which he says is very common. And that's where you put someone down. Now, the time is getting late, so we have to conclude. But there are many more humorous severities that the Gemara brings on Einos Dvorim that we do not find by other lavim. For example, it states that Akol Nifra Bidei Shliach Chutz Meinos Dvorim. When it comes to where you hurt a person, hurt someone else, and he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, it states, Kol HaShorim Ninolim Chutz Mishari Eino. All the gates can be closed, except when someone who is pained emotionally cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracts punishment, always through a shliach, through an emissary, except when it comes to this. Now, why do we find that the Torah was so severe? So severe in this. Far more severe than so many other loving in the Torah. Yeah, and this is the place to be machmir. People are talking about chumras. We don't find these chumras by other loving in the Torah so much. But here, in lechelek leila mabo, a person never could lose his portion in the world to come. And Barakti Eskem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will kill you. And it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will expect punishment. This we don't find by other things. We don't find this by Sukkot and Matzah and Lulav and whatnot, Trefus and so on. But Chumra after Chumra, the Gemara spends a long a long sugi on this. Now, and the Gedalim, the real Gedalim, they were very, very careful with this because they knew what they were dealing with. So the Maral says a reason in it. He says it's because here you're not affecting a person physically, and here you're not affecting a person financially, even though those are also Avera Chamuras, those are very severe Averas. But he says here you're affecting the Nefesh Odom. The Nefesh is the Odom. That's where the, it's not a Tzar Aguf, it's not Tzar Momen, it's Tzar HaNefesh. Nefesh of the Odom is the innermost parts of the person. The Nefesh, the very, the Lev of Odom, the heart of the person, the emotions of the person. And it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nefesh Kol Odom is Biyad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is Shema, the Nefesh Odom. See, the Lev of Odom. This is the very inner life of the person. And we said like this. We said, Hakol lefi amavayish v'amizbayish. When you judge this, you have to judge who's doing the insulting and who's receiving the insults. Now, if you insult a person who's of a very coarse stature, it's not going to affect him very much. That's why the Gemara brings, for example, a person who's not Bederech Eretz. If you have a person who's not Bederech Eretz, who's a person who's not Bederech Eretz? It says a person who's totally unlearned, and he's a coarse person, and he doesn't do much work, and he hangs around, and he's not makbid the way he dresses, and he eats in public, he eats on the street. See, this is a person who's not Bederech Eretz. It says a person like that is not kosher for an aid. He can't come and give testimony in the courts. Why? Because if he doesn't care about himself, so why should he care about someone else? Why should he be careful of telling the truth? He's not concerned even about his own stature. So if you insult a person like that, that insult is not going to be a great insult. Because he's a... what are you putting him down? He's... He doesn't hold that much, he doesn't care that much about himself to begin with. But what happens if you insult someone of a good stature? Someone of important stature is insulted. What would be if you insulted a king, a melech? You know, the halacha is, and this is both in Dine Torah and Dine Dalma. If you make a move that's insulting to the king, that can cost the person his life. Not to speak with the proper cover to a king. And I mean, the wars have broken out like that because you've insulted the presidency of the United States, you have insulted the king of so-and-so. So that's why it's called the fiyam avayish v'amizbayish. You have to see the situation. So the Maral says there can be no greater insult than to insult a person. Even an animal, we're commanded that we have to treat benachas. We're not allowed to be coarse with and cruel. But a person, he says, you know what a person is? A person is B'Tselem Elokim. He's created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man last. Why did he create man last? Because he said, everything that I created was for the purpose of man. So first I had to create everything and then bring man here. Chayav Adam Leimer, Shekol Ma Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebora Ela Bishvili. Person is obligated to say that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the whole solar system, he created for me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says by the creation of man, it says that it says Bitzalmenu Ukidmusenu. We will create man, he told the Malachim, in our image. And he was referring to his own image, because even the Malochim do not have this image. And the Rebbe Kiva says, Kovi bo Odom shenivro b'tzelem elakim, chiba yisera naidala. How precious it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared his image with man. Now, whatever that means, this we've spoken about at length at other times. But this is clear, that he imparted part of himself to man and only man. By no other Nibroim creations does it say that. It doesn't say that by the smallest animals, by the greatest animals. It doesn't say that by the celestial beings, by the ocean or the sun or the moon. And the fact is, people discuss about capital punishment. The Torah explicitly said that he who kills a man shall be put to death. But the Torah gives a reason. Pashas Neach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the world on Shfichas Domim, on murder, gave a reason why he should be put to death. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Oso Asa Odom, because you have destroyed the image of Hashem. You have destroyed the image of Hashem because I have created man, B'Tzelem Elokim. If you want to know what a murderer is someone who has destroyed part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that man must be put to death. And today, a murderer is nothing. Today it's become some kind of sour joke. You hear of a guy who's murdered 10 people, he's got 25 counts of breaking the law against him. They give him a half a dozen life sentences, which somehow add up to 12 years. 6 years is a suspended sentence, so that's 6 years. And then they decide to give him another 4 years of community service, so we'll give him 2 years. And on good behavior, he can be on 8 months. This is what you hear all of the time. I mean, what are they doing? See? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. He says, he has killed a part of me. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim also. I made him in Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, he has to be put to death. And there's nothing like good behavior. And there's nothing like community service or a suspended sentence. Now, therefore the Maral says there's nothing that deserves more honor in the world than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore there's nothing that deserves more covet in the world than the human being. Because I made the human being kidmusenu in our own image. And therefore he who is mevaza, he who shames a person, and that goes into the nefesh of the person, the very soul of the person, the heart of the person, he is shaming the Tzelem Elokim. He is insulting. That's an insult like to the presidency of the United States. That's an insult to the king of the universe. And this is why the Torah was so severe on this. Because he's making off like, look, this human being is nothing. See, what is this human being? He's an orphan, he's a kid, he's an alman, a widow, whatnot. It's nothing. And then he goes a step further. The Tzelem Elokim shows itself in a person through the Or Ponav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face is full of light, and that light he gave to man. And that's why a man is radiant. It says, Chochmas Ponav Tor Odom. So a man has radiance. When doesn't he have radiance? The minute he dies. The minute a person dies, if you ever see a face of a dead person, instantaneously, the light has disappeared. Because once he dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back the Nefesh Adam, goes back to him with the Orponav. Now, he says, when you insult a person, you're insulting the Tzelem Elohim, you are destroying it, because you're destroying the great glory and honor of a king. You're bringing it down. He says, that's why when a person is shamed, his face turns pale. Because ozel sumke v'ozel chiyure, the blood leaves him and he becomes white. And that's why he loses his chelek leilam haboa if it's in public, because he's a murderer. The only difference is that the murderer totally destroyed the Tzelem Elohim and won't return. Here he destroys it momentarily. So that's how careful a person has to be here. So here we're not talking about, like other mitzvahs, we're talking of Shvichas Domin, of destroying the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says that you want to come close to the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best way to come close to the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by giving kovod, giving honor, uplifting the Tzelem Elohim. So when you uplift your chaveray, your chaver, you bond yourself with the Tzelem Elohim. And you become close to it. And you become close to this aura, this light. Actually, it's now during the Sfira, during the Sfira Se'emek, took place the great tragedy of the 24,000 students, Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. But it says it was for that reason. They didn't honor each other or each one properly. And that's why the Gemara brings him a Sechta Baruches. When Reb Elezer HaGadol became sick, Nichnasu Talmidim Levakre, his Talmidim came in to visit him. Omalei Rabbeinu, they said, Rabbeinu, Arebi, Lamdeinu Orches Chayim, teach us the way of life, in Niske Bohem Lechay Elam Aboah, so we can also be Zeche, we can also have a Chelak, a portion in the world to come. So he told him a number of things. The first thing he, what was the first thing he mentioned? This, Hizaru Bechveid Chavrechem. You want the world to come? Then be careful in the way you honor, you deal with your fellow man. Ubishvil kach tisku lechay elam haba. And through this you will be zeche to the everlasting life afterwards. So, this is the what it states in our parsha, leisonu ish es amisai, that a person should that out leisenu ish es amisai v'yoreiso mi'ashem elokecho ki ani Hashem elokecham, that a person has to be very careful that he should not cause hurt or pain to his fellow man.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.